The Man and the Message. Chapter 5. The Charge of Fanatical Faith Healing. Knight imputes fanaticism to Jones and the faith healing interest of that era, and says Ellen White cautioned him about going to extremes. But we have no evidence that she generally accused him of fanaticism in this respect. In fact, we have what appears to be the opposite. Dr. Kellogg complained that ministers had been praying for the sick and encouraging them to believe they were healed when in fact they were not, and one or more died who should have sought medical help. He specifically says he does not know for sure if Jones was involved but would like to believe he was. I refer to the fanatical zeal of some of our leading brethren in what they are pleased to call the exercise of faith, but it seems to me it should be properly termed presumption instead. The thing has been going on for a long time here in Battle Creek, and has given us no little trouble. I do not know to what extent Professor Prescott, ELD, Jones, ELD, Loughborough, or any other individuals are responsible for this course. I have not made any investigation. It seems to me that Bro, Jones, Professor Prescott, and ELD, Loughborough are all sufficiently intelligent and sensible men to take a right view upon this matter if it is set before them in such a way as to command their attention and respect. What we know for sure is that General Conference and Review and Herald opposition to the 1888 message influenced Drive Kellogg to indulge an unreasonable prejudice against both Jones and Wagoner. This deprived him of practical spiritual nourishment that they could give, which he desperately needed, creating the famine in his soul that left him too weak to resist the temptations that later overthrew him. Further, his excessive professional reliance on science called forth these cautions from Ellen White, who firmly supported praying in faith for the sick. Be careful how you take a position against Elder Wagoner. Have you not the best of evidence that the Lord has been communicating light through him? I have, and the people where he has labored have been greatly blessed under his labors. There will be circumstances that appear very inconsistent to your judgment and reason, and you criticize these things. You need, altogether, a different kind of faith. The scantiness of the working of the Holy Spirit upon the Church is to be deplored. Exalt science less. If we had less to say in regard to microbes, and more in regard to the matchless love and power of God, we should honor God far more. Your own letter has called this out. I have not had a line from Dr. Wagoner or A.T. Jones since I came to Australia. My brother, I am not pleased to have you feel as you do in regard to Brethren Wagoner, Jones, and Prescott. They must work in their line, and you must work in your line. We have every evidence that the Lord is using Elder Jones, Elder Wagoner, and Professor Prescott. Do not let any bitterness enter your soul. J.S. Washburn, a logical-minded and successful evangelist, tells us that though he had rejected Jones's message at Minneapolis, he was deeply impressed with the fervent yet reasonable spirit that he revealed there. A.T. Jones had a wonderful Christian experience. I felt Jones was undermining the faith, but I was perplexed to hear him praying and said to myself, that man prays as though he knows the Lord. I couldn't understand how such a bad man as Jones must be in opposing Smith so sharply could pray as he did if he were so wrong.